Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to episode 31 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 17th. It is about 10 till 7 in the morning, sticking to my regular schedule. It's tough today. I haven't had a lot going on, and I'm really tired, and I'm really stressed from work, but I want to keep on my schedule, so this may be a short one. What am I going to talk? Let me continue with my introduction. I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, and that is SOMERYARNS. And you can also find our Ravelry group. It's a quiet group, but we have a little over 100 members, and you know, sometimes we're a little chattier than others, but we'd love it if you would join. And I keep thinking of ideas of ways to get people to chat more. And I've said it many times if you listen to my podcast often. I'm terrible at Ravelry boards. So I do the best I can. So what am I going to talk about today? What I've been up to, which again is not very much. Finished objects, works in progress, spinning, I can't get the word out, enabling, Christmas all year long, knit along, just in brief, and in the kitchen. And like I said, this will be a fairly short episode. So, what have I been up to? Really, at home, nothing. Again, I mentioned last week that I'm in the middle of a big project at work, and that is still the same situation. We're working hard towards launching our new website, and it's, like I said last week, it's crunch time. So, I've been really busy, not bad busy, but just busy. Lots of meetings and lots of work, so I've been pretty tired. I have been maintaining a pretty good amount of knitting, and that's about it. We did actually go on a hike last weekend. It was the first time it's been cool enough in months to actually do that, and it was the first time I actually went out and hiked since I twisted my ankle on vacation. So that was great. We went out Saturday night to Brazos Bend State Park, where we often go, to see our alligators. We only saw two. It was nice and cool. It was probably low 70s and a little overcast, and it was a really nice day for a walk. One story, and I posted this on Instagram, so some of you may have seen this already, but there's this one place where one of the hikes we do often is around a pretty small lake. And as you come around a curve, there's a spillway. And we often see alligators in this general area. Well, there was a family with two small children. One of them was probably under three, and the other one was probably between three and four. And the older one was just kind of running around, which is bad enough. But the younger one was, I can't really explain it. There's a bridge that goes over this spillway area, and there's like a little bit of a cement bank. And this family was all walking around, and this small boy was sitting down on this cement bank, like 5 feet from the water max, and just out probably 10 to 20 feet out from the bank max, probably maybe less than that, were two alligators. I don't know what this family was thinking. I mean, there are signs warning, you know, that there are alligators, to keep your small pets on a leash. I don't know that it specifically warns about small children, but I know that small children have been attacked by alligators. Late stepmother's nephew, when like 20 years ago or so, was attacked by an alligator and almost died. I mean, I know that this happens, and I just could not believe that these parents were so nonchalant about this. And there was one of these alligators. I mean, I'm not an alligator expert. I'm not a herpetologist. I don't really know their behavior, but I know enough. Like, this one was just slowly getting closer to the bank, and it was coming around to the side. It wasn't going straight towards this kid, but it was going in towards an area where there were some reeds, and it was kind of interesting. We came back, and later that same day, we watched this documentary on Netflix about crocodiles and their behavior. And I know they're very different. Crocodiles are much more aggressive. But some of the behavior that this crocodile they were talking about in this documentary was exhibiting was the same as what this alligator was exhibiting. And it was hunting behavior. It made me so nervous. I couldn't, and if I'm not one of those parents that's going to go up and tell someone else how to raise their children. They were at least watching the child. It wasn't like he was abandoned, but they just seemed to be clueless about these alligators. They knew they were there too. Anyway, rant over. I know I'm not a perfect parent. Who is? But that just seemed a little bit, careless. So that's really about the only thing I've been up to. I don't think we did anything else over the weekend or since last week. We did have open house at my kids' school. That was kind of interesting because Laura is in two of Jimmy's, my husband's, classes this year. So I kind of got to see the Jimmy show during open house. And then before open house, he's hanging out with his buddies. It was kind of like being backstage. It was so surreal to see the other side of open house. But both kids are doing okay in school for the most part. My daughter's a senior, so we've got all of that stuff going on, and I try not to stress about what's going on with my son's grades. So let's move on to knitting. I technically don't have any finished objects. I didn't actually finish knitting on anything. But if y'all remember, I have a list of works in progress that I'm working through on a weekly basis, like grabbing the next in line and working on it for a week. Often, you know, trying to take at least a little while each night to work on it a little bit to try to knock out some of these works. And one of the ones on my list was my monster cowl that I did last year, sometime in the fall. And I had finished it completely, but I had never woven in the ends. And if you've made a monster cowl using two different colored yarns or more than two different colored yarns, you know that there are a lot of ends to weave in. And it had seemed daunting. Well, by adding this to my works in progress and dedicating time to it, it only took me maybe 3 days to get in, and that wasn't a lot of time on those 3 days to weave them in. I grabbed a podcast and, and wove in for the length of one podcast. And so that is, as far as ends being woven in, it is finished. I do need to block it. But I'm very proud of myself for finally tackling that. Other things, I worked on the My Knitted Heart vanilla socks. This is a free pattern by Elizabeth Suarez. I'm using Sock Bunny Studios in Candy Corn on the Miracle Base, which is 80% superwash BFL and 20% nylon. And I'm really liking this yarn. I think it was Heidi, Knitty Girl 1 of Undead Yarns, who was talking about knitting with her Heidi's BFL base that she just started dyeing on, and she said it reminded her of Regia. I haven't worked with Regia, but I know that it's more of a workhorse sock yarn, and that is true. It just has like a toothier feel to it, and I'm really enjoying these socks. I got past the heel on sock 2, and I'm on the foot, so it's stuck back in the husband's car, and I will work on it until I'm done. Still working on the sock yarn blanket. My goal is to do 75 squares between September 1st and November 30th, and to stay on track, I've generally got to do about 6 a week, and I've kept that goal so far. I've done 13, I think. I did 6 week before last, 6 last week, and then I think I've done 1 so far this week. So, still on track with that. Shirtigal by Alice Yu out of Socktopus. I'm using Wandering Wool on the Helvellyn sock base. That's a BFL base too, but I don't remember what the blend is. I know I worked on it. I think I probably worked on it for about maybe 30 minutes total over the course of the week. I've probably done about 6 rows since last time, if that. It's going slowly, but it's steadily getting worked on. I'm still working on V Junkie, also by Alice Yu out of Socktopus. I am doing these out of Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in Violet Hill, which is a very bright purple and magenta and brown. And the brown is very, it doesn't really look brown if you're looking at the sock. It's just kind of a darker color. I have finished one sock and cast on the second, and I am about 1.5 repeats in to that sock on the cuff. And I think I did 5 of the little honeycomb sections on sock one, which wasn't very long. They were probably 3.5 inches on the cuff, or not cuff, but on the leg. And those are going pretty quickly. What I generally do for this is my pair for my personal sock club for this month. And what I typically do with those is cast them on and take them to work. And that's my work knitting. And on a typical day, I get 2 15-minute breaks and then lunch. So however much time I have after eating lunch to work on these. And lately, I haven't had as much time. Like I said, I've been really busy. So some days don't get any breaks. Some days only get one break. Some days I get my 2 breaks. I also am not always eating at work. We had a working lunch yesterday, and I'll probably go, a friend of mine, and others often go to lunch on Thursdays, so that day I don't get knitting time. And then, you know, just other things come up. So they're not getting as much work as I often get at work. I am stumbling over my words right now. Sorry about that. But they are moving steadily, and I will get them done before the end of October, end of September for sure. The other thing I am working on is the Saturn's Rings shawl by Very Busy Monkey. And I talked about this. I had done just a little bit on this last week, I think. But I have now done quite a bit. I am using the Cyborg's Craft Room software base. And I cannot remember what the content of that is. I'm going to guess it's merino, but I don't know. And in the celestial colorway. And honestly, I'm not sure I can describe the color. It's an overall blue, like, cast with kind of some brownish in it. That's one of those, I think I'm just going to have to take a picture. And it's really going to have to be a picture in natural light in order to really catch the colors. It is really pretty, and I'm really, really liking this pattern. It is a paid pattern. I don't remember how much it is right now. But it's a free download on Ravelry. I mean, not a free. It is a paid download on Ravelry. I can tell a little bit about it. There's a body section, and then this elongated twist section. So it has these long crossovers, and then several ring patterns. So it'll alternate between the twists. And a ring, a twist and a ring, a twist and a ring. And I have done 3 of the twist sections, and I'm getting to today, so presumably today, I will start the 3rd ring. Yes, I'm on the 3rd. No. Is that right? I think I'm on the 3rd ring. Yeah. It could be the 4th, but I'm pretty sure it's the 3rd ring. And it's actually going pretty quickly. This ring section is the longest, and I think it's got about 16 rows, so that might take me a few days. The other sections that I've done have taken me I can do it in one evening. Loving the pattern. It's just a lot of fun. So that is all of my works in progress. I'm having to keep myself from casting on more, but if I decide I want to, I will. But for right now, I'm really happy with how I'm progressing. Spinning, I am continuing to work on my Brazen Stitchery Polwarth in Rainbow Connection. So it's a rainbow, obviously. And for the most part, I'm still enjoying that. When I first started out, it was spinning really smooth. I think the further I go in, I've had it for almost a year, and it's just a little felted, which is, it's frustrating because it was spinning very smooth, and now the further I get in, I have some chunks where it just hasn't spun very well, and it's a little frustrating. The one good thing to come out of this is an appreciation of spinning your stash quickly, because I want it to be as easy as possible. So I'm still working on that. I've done a little bit more on the sample that I talked about last time. It's a yarn hollow. It's 50% merino, 50% tencel in this Bumoni colorway. And that was a sample from Into the Wool. And so far, I am not really enjoying spinning this. It is super slippery, and I'm sure part of it's just an experience level, but I'm having a hard time spinning it, and it's not very fun. But I'm sure it will be better once I get better. Enabling, I don't have any purchases that I made, but I did receive a package this week from my mom, who is a Free Spirit One on Instagram and a Free Spirit on Ravelry. And she also owns the Absolute Wonder Etsy shop. She sent me, first of all, she sent me my Into the Wool shirt that I left at her house. And then she sent me a lot of mini skeins that she said that she got through swaps at Zombie Knitpocalypse. And she sent me a bat that she made in the tasting room at SSK. And she sent me, her two samples from Into the Wool, the Yarn Hollow, which is in the same colorway as mine, and the Into the World in the Godswood colorway that is also the same colorway I had, in hopes that, you know, maybe if I have both samples, I can actually spend enough to use. So it was very much appreciated, and it was a nice surprise to go get my mail and give this, you know, this unexpected package. So thanks, Mom. So that's it for knitting and spinning. Haven't done anything else crafty. I was going to talk about cross stitch. Every week I meant to talk about cross stitch, and I keep forgetting. So, cross stitch. I am still working steadily on the Once Upon a Time sampler by the Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery. I am about, let's see, I'm getting ready to go into August. Yeah, I'm about a month and a half behind, which is better. I've caught up. I was closer to 2 months or so behind for a while. I'm doing 20 minutes a day, and I generally am good about doing that. I've missed one day recently, and then I didn't take it on vacation, which I probably would have been closer to caught up. But I'm really enjoying the little bits, just doing just a little bit a day. It keeps me on track, and it's nice to see myself making progress on this. The only thing, and this is not a bad thing for this, I have the 12 Days of Christmas sampler that I started last year, and then I was having some tendonitis issues, so I quit stitching. And I really want to finish that. So I think coming up not too far in the future, since I'm not going to finish the Once Upon a Time sampler within the calendar year anyway, even if I am on track to catch up, and I could probably finish December right in time for New Year's, I haven't done the border. I've only done little bits of the border. So there's no way I'm going to finish this within the year. So what I think I'm going to do is probably October 1st, maybe middle of October, maybe November 1st. I haven't decided yet. I think I'm going to put it aside and move my 15 minutes a day to the 12 Days of Christmas sampler instead. I'm trying to decide if that will give me enough time to get it finished. I mean, I know October 1st will, but I'm not sure that November 1st will. It's a lot smaller. The squares themselves are smaller. So I think 20 minutes a day will go a lot farther, but I'm not really sure. So that is my plan. At some point in the near future, I'm going to put aside Once Upon a Time, finish this one, or the 12 Days of Christmas one, and then pick up the Once Upon a Time again and finish that sometime in the new year. As much as I want to do the other ones that that they have put out, I'm making myself not buy another pattern until I have finished the two that I've started. Actually, three, because I also have the summer sampler from not this past summer, but the summer before that I also never finished because I got distracted by the Halloween last year. So I need to get those finished, and then I will let myself buy something else. But it is fun to be back working on cross-stitch again. So, okay, so that truly is the last of the crafty stuff. Again, I do want to mention the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. You can find details about it in the group, and I will do the next drawing for that on October 1st. So that is, what, 2 weeks away? So if you have projects, then they can be any holiday theme, any winter holiday theme, and they can be presents or decorations or ornaments or whatever you want to be, as long as they are intended for a winter holiday. And like I said, there are more details in the group. In the kitchen, I only have one thing to talk about this week, and that is a pretty good thing. Y'all know that I love Pinterest, so I, excuse me, I've been working through the recipes that I've gathered on Pinterest. For a long time, I just let them sit, and I decided if I'm going to collect them, I should try them. So I have been doing that, and I did these cookies this weekend. They were peanut butter chocolate chip candy cookies, and they were easily some of the best cookies I have ever made. Oh, they were so good. They were peanut butter cookies with chocolate chips and butterscotch chips and peanut butter M&Ms in them, and oatmeal. Oh, I forgot the oatmeal part. They're peanut butter oatmeal candy cookies, I think. I don't remember what they're exactly called, but they're peanut butter oatmeal cookies with chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, and peanut butter M&Ms. And they were so good. I love to eat drop cookies. I'm not a fan of making drop cookies. There's just something about, it's just tedious. I don't know why, and it annoys me. But these were definitely worth it. And they were great cold, but they were even better right out of the oven. They were so buttery and just light around the edges. And this is a recipe I can highly recommend and one I will definitely make again. I will put that in a link. I will put the link to that recipe in the Ravelry group. I will not be making show notes. You know that I'm off and on show notes. Maybe you don't know. I don't think very many people go look at show notes anyway. But I've never had anybody ask me questions about what I talked about, so I'm not too worried about it. If you do ever have a question, you can contact me. But I do try to put the links to the recipes in either the recipe thread or in the thread for the discussion, for the episode for the week. And this link will definitely go in there. Plans for cooking coming up. I do have book club on this coming Sunday. I think I said last week that I had it coming up last week. I had my dates wrong. But the book that we have been reading is The Light Between the Oceans. And it is set in Australia. So a friend of mine mentioned that she was looking for Australian recipes. And I have a good friend who is Australian. And so I asked him for recommendations. And he recommended a couple of things, but the one that stuck with me, if I can find golden syrup, is Anzac cookies, which are, I don't remember exactly what they were, but they looked like they had oatmeal and coconut and I don't know what else. But they looked interesting and like something that I would want to make. So that is probably what I'm going to do. The other thing I might do instead is go to World Market and see if they have Tim Tams, which if you are the uninitiated, they are chocolate-covered cookies from Australia. They're made by, I just completely forgot the name of the company. Arnott is the company that makes them. And I've been introduced to them by the same friend, Mike. And they're delicious. And I discovered one time the World Market carries them. But they don't, I don't know that they always do. So I thought I might go check just to see if they have them. And I could also get candy. I don't know. But that's my plan for coming up for this coming weekend. This weekend we have, we're going on another college visit. We're going to University of Houston, which is local, and going to their open house. And then again, in a few weeks, we're going to San Marcos to Texas State University to look at their open house. So lots of fun stuff coming up. And with that, it is 7:15. I told you this was going to be a short one. It's 25 minutes in and I need to go to work. So I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.